Chapter 5, God's Child. A few weeks after we saw Linda off, a Christian friend invited me to her church. The service was on Wednesday, and since our own church had no service on Wednesday, I agreed to go, and Sunshine agreed to go with me. That Wednesday, I drove down to her school to pick her up. She wasn't outside waiting, so I went in to look for her. I'd been there often. I knew most of her friends. First, I went to her room. Not finding her there, I stopped a girl in the hallway. "Do you know Sunshine?" "Oh, yes," yeah, she said. "You're her mother, right?" "Yes." She told me if I saw you that she was across the street at the convenience store. I saw her go over there just a few minutes ago. "Thank you," I said. I went down the hall, and as soon as I stepped through the back door, I saw Sunshine sitting on the stair beside the store. Her back was to me, but I recognized her long red hair. She was talking with a man in a wheelchair. The man looked up at me as I walked over. Sunshine turned and saw me and said, "Hi, Mama. This is Joe. He was in Vietnam. He lost both of his legs there." Although she was always tactful, Sunshine never hesitated to ask people about themselves. "Hi, Sunshine. Hi, Joe. Glad to meet you. Mama, Joe needs a ride home. Can we take him? His car broke down." "Of course we can." After Joe showed us his car and what was wrong with it, we put a few things into our car. Little did I know at that point, Joe lived almost 100 miles away, but the trip was nice, and we really got to know Joe. We had a good time singing and talking. Joe said he had gone to church and was a Christian when he was a child, but as he got older, he had drifted away from the Lord. Although we ministered to Joe, he still wasn't quite sure he was ready. We usually kept a few Bibles in the car for such an opportunity as this, so Sunshine reached back and got a Bible out for Joe. "Do you have a Bible, Joe?" "I don't know. I don't think so." "Well, why don't we give you one?" "Sure, I'd like that, Sunshine." "Okay, I'll dedicate it to you, Joe." And Sunshine opened the front cover and wrote on it, "To our special friend Joe from Sunshine and her mama." Soon we were at Joe's home. We helped him out of our car and saw him to his front door. "Thank you so much, ladies, for such a special trip and for the Bible," he said. He offered us some money but we refused, and asked that he just pray for us on our trip home. Joe smiled and nodded as we drove off. We arrived a little late at my friend's church. There was a lady sitting at the table in the foyer. She welcomed us warmly. The service was already in progress. While she and I chatted, Sunshine went to the door of the center aisle, and suddenly we were aware of a deafening silence. The lady and I went to the side door to see what was going on. Through the doors, I could see the pastor looking down the center aisle at Sunshine, who still stood there waiting for me. The whole congregation had turned and looked at Sunshine. "Why?" I went to her. She grabbed my hand, reached for me, and whispered, "Mama, why are they staring at me? Did I do something wrong?" "No, Sunshine, I'm sure you didn't, but I was wondering, too. I tried to make light of it and joke, but I said, maybe the pastor don't like people being late." "It's not that, Mama." "I know, sweetie. I don't know what it is." We went in, slipped into our pew, trying to be inconspicuous. Sunshine leaned over and whispered, "Mama, I felt it. When I was standing there in the doorway, the Holy Spirit was all over me. I felt like something like this before. But what amazed me is that other people saw it. What exactly did you feel? I whispered. I don't know exactly how to explain it, except I felt totally engulfed by God and His love, and totally surrounded and enclosed. For a split second, it was like I was there, but there with Him, a part of Him. Mama, it's like nothing I ever felt before. So intense and so totally, just so totally intense. She smiled and settled back in the pew. We tried to listen to the pastor. All through the service, his eyes kept coming back to Sunshine, not just glancing, but staring, studying. Whatever he saw when she stood in the doorway, it had certainly made a powerful impact on him. He brought the service to a close in a hurry. He did give an altar call, but honestly, you'd have had to been an Olympic runner to have gotten down there that fast before he said, "See you guys Sunday morning." He stepped off the pulpit and quickly made his way around towards us. We stood as he approached, both anxious to hear about what he had seen or felt when he first saw Sunshine standing there. Sunshine grabbed my hand and squeezed it nervously. The pastor introduced himself and asked who we were, clearly impatient with the formalities. Sunshine, being her kind, direct self, spoke up. "I'm Sunshine, and this is my mother. What did you see when I was standing in the doorway? Why was everyone looking at me?" The pastor looked at me. "Where are y'all from?" I answered him, wondering why he had avoided Sunshine's direct question. "We're from here. We go to church on Southside, but a friend invited us to visit you tonight." Sunshine asked, "Is there something wrong, sir?" "Wrong? No, not at all. Y'all have to forgive me, but I gotta tell you, when you walked in, girl, I'm sure you noticed I was pretty much taken. I'm not sure what it was, but I saw a light, a radiance all around you. I'll tell you the truth. At first, I didn't know whether you were an angel or a person or what. But I know the Holy Spirit was on you." He took Sunshine's hand and lifted it to his chest. "I don't know, child. But God has something great in store for you. I just sense God has a mighty work for you." Then he turned to me. "Prepare yourself, Mama. God has an anointing on this child, and I know He's going to use her in a mighty way." Cold chills run all over me then. I felt a sweet peace. I knew it, too. I'd felt it for quite some time. Most who knew Sunshine recognized it in some way, that God had an anointing on her. We talked with the pastor for a few more minutes, and he said a brief prayer for her. Most of the congregation was still in the halls in the foyer of the church. As we walked out, several people stopped us. It seemed the pastor was not the only one who had seen this light surrounding Sunshine. One precious lady came up and put her arms around Sunshine and began crying really hard. "Oh, child, you sweet, precious child of God, God has a mighty work in store for you. Be prepared, child. Prepare yourself in every way." She began praising the Lord. I couldn't help but noticing how similar her words were to what the pastor had just said. Totally in the spirit, the lady started dancing with her arms raised, and another lady rushed up and took Sunshine's hands. They cried and hugged. Many more came over to Sunshine and spoke words of encouragement to her. I was so amazed at their response to her, I could hardly take it in. Even as we went out to the parking lot, people were stopping us and hugging us. In the car on our way home, we rode several miles in silence. Sunshine was still looking up in the night sky and tears flowing. I knew she was asking God in her spirit what this evening was all about. I knew I was too. Softly, I asked her, "Are you all right, baby?" "I guess, Mama. I just feel so humbled by all this. I know what they're saying is true. Although I don't understand it, it's like I've always known." I too felt humbled. I could hear a sunshine humming "Hallelujah" very softly, and I began humming with her. Both of us, our eyes flooded with tears. Sunshine took my hand and squeezed it. "You'll be proud of me, Mama. I know you will. Don't worry, Mama. I'm God's child, too." Her words touched me deeply, imprinted in my very being. I looked over at her, and it's like for the first time I saw not only my sunshine, my sweet little sunshine, my beautiful baby girl, but I saw this wonderful, loving person, so blessed, so precious to God, so anointed by our Heavenly Father. I felt this overwhelming peace, humbled not only by the events of the evening, but the mere fact I was her mother. It was so hard to describe the love and joy and sweet, overpowering peace that was with us that evening. We had moved back to the country just across the road from Sissy and her family, and I returned to all the pleasures and the benefits of country life. Sonia was still in Tennessee, Darren was 20, and taking an electronics course. Sunshine just turned 19, and Dean was 15 and in junior high. I'd given up my job after we moved, and we were enjoying projects like planting a garden in a small orchard. It was good to be living across the road from Sissy and her kids again. All the kids had always been so close. Sunshine was looking for a job in the newspaper. An unusual ad caught her eye, so she called and made an appointment. That afternoon, I took her to put in an application. Sunshine asked me to go in with her. I usually did. It might seem a bit overprotective, but I wanted to know personally who she was working for. I tried to be inconspicuous and just take a seat in the back while Sunshine went up and to the desk and got the application. To our surprise, the ladies gave Sunshine 2 applications and said, "Y'all fill these out and someone will be with you shortly." Sunshine came over to me and said, "I have one for you too, Mama, please. It would be so nice for us to work together." As usual, her sweet little smile melted my heart, and though it wasn't at all in my plans, I sat there and filled out an application along with her. Then we were being interviewed together. Sunshine told the interviewer what she always told prospective employers. "I want you to know first and foremost that I'm a Christian, and I won't do anything that would jeopardize my relationship with my Lord Jesus." The interviewer replied she respected this, and within 30 minutes we were both hired. I walked out of there very surprised, but happy. I know God had already had all this worked out, and I'm so glad He did. We were excited over the fact that not only would we be working together, but our desk would be right next to each other. Sunshine and I loved our jobs there, and we did very well. Our fellow workers were as much fun as the work itself. And it was a construction company that did houses, commercial buildings, and home improvement, and we worked in the advertising department. It was a well-run office. There were about 30 employees, so Sunshine and I had a lot of new friends. One afternoon, we were going to go to lunch, and the phone rang. While I took the call, I could see Sunshine and the other girls out in the hall. Sunshine was talking with one girl we'd been praying for. We had a real burden in our heart for her, from the day we met her. Now Sunshine was putting her arms around the girl's shoulder. They bowed their head, and Sunshine was leading the girl in the sinner's prayer with five other friends standing around. At that point, I lost track of what the customer on the phone was talking about. My motherly pride was overwhelming me. How I admired her holy boldness and sincere loving spirit. Without thinking, I said, "Oh, thank you, God." And the man on the other end of the phone line said, "What?" Then he went on, "Well, we'll see you guys Thursday." "Yes, sir," I said, and hung up. I had hoped he hadn't said anything that was important and I'd missed it. A few weeks after, on Friday afternoon, Sunshine and I had planned to walk a few blocks to a restaurant for lunch. Instead of going to the park with our packed lunch, about halfway there, we crossed an alley. We both stopped, took two steps back, and looked down the alley. Sure enough, both of us had seen him. About 200 feet down the alley, a man was sprawled on the ground, clutching a liquor bottle to his filthy clothes. We joined hands and said his short prayer and started towards him. Within a few feet of him, I called, "Sir?" No answer. I spoke again, louder, and still no answer. "Oh, God, I hope he's not dead," Sunshine said. "I don't think he is," I said, reaching over and touching his neck to find a pulse. For her sake and as much as his, I had hoped that everything was all right. Sunshine had never seen a dead person, and I sure didn't want this to be her first. "Oh, yes, he's got a strong pulse," I confirmed. "I think he's just really drunk, Sunshine." This seemed to aggravate her. She began shaking his shoulders. "Sir, sir, can you hear me? Why are you laying here on the ground?" she said as she shook harder. He let out a loud roar. She looked at me. "Mama, this just isn't right. What do we do?" "Sir, listen to me. I want you to get up from there, please, right now." The old man, more alert now, jerked from Sunshine's grasp and hollered, "What's the matter with you, girl? Get out of here and leave me alone." "No, sir, I will not. I want to know what you're doing sleeping on the ground." "Mind your own business," he snapped, and laid down again. Sunshine pulled on his sleeve again. "Sir, get up from there." To tell you the truth, I had to keep from laughing. I'd never heard Sunshine yell at anyone like that before, except maybe her brothers. But she was quite serious and very disturbed by this man's condition. It wasn't that she had never seen a drunk before, but for some reason she wasn't going to let this one alone. She shook him harder. "Okay, sir, I want you to get up and sit and talk with us right now. Please," she yelled. I reached over to him. "Sir, would you please sit up and talk with us for a moment?" He pulled away from us. "Looks like y'all won't leave me alone until I do. You won't let me have any peace." He sat up very annoyed. "What do you want?" Sunshine squatted on her heels beside him, leaning on the brick wall. "Sir, we don't want to make you mad. We really care about you. Why are you sleeping on the ground here? Don't you have a home?" "Oh, yeah, sure, little girl. I have a penthouse suite, but they're remodeling it right now," he replied sarcastically and tried to lay down and grin. Sunshine hauled him back up into the sitting position. "Sir, I know, I'm so sorry. I know you probably don't have a home, but why? Can't you work? Don't you have a job?" "Yes, I can work, and no, I don't have a job," he sounded sharply sarcastic. "Well, why?" "I guess because of this," He tilted his bottle up and took a drink. "Well, sir, quit. Can't you quit?" "No, I guess I can't," he shouted, lowering his head. Sunshine bent closer, looking to him in the face. "Could you quit with help, sir?" she asked quietly. He shook his head no, then looked at her. What kind of help are you talking about, girl?" She put her hand on his. "My help, Mama's help, and most important, God's help. Do you know Jesus loves you, sir? Just like you are right now, he loves you. He died for you, and that's why I'm here right now. We love you too, sir." With that, Sunshine, in her little yellow dress, put her arm around the man and looked into his face. With tears in her eyes, she said, "Please, sir, don't sleep on the ground anymore. Let us help you, please." Tears came in the man's eyes, too. We began to talk. He was only in his late 40s, but with his long, tangled hair and peppered beard, he looked much older. While we were talking, he had pointed Sunshine and say to me, "She looks like an angel, ma'am, a sweet little angel." And of course, I would wholeheartedly agree with him. After a while, the man, his name was Bill, accepted Christ as his Savior. With me on one side of him and Sunshine on the other, he repeated the sinner's prayer. When Sunshine asked him whether he felt better, he took our hands and said, "I sure do, girls, I sure do." "That's great," Sunshine said. "Now let's go get you looking better. I'm sure there's a handsome guy lurking under there somewhere." I wondered how we would accomplish this marvel. Since she and I each only had about $5, what did she have in mind? "I saw a place just a couple of blocks from here," she said. "I think it might just fill our bill." We helped Bill get up. He was still wobbly, so Sunshine and I walked on either side of him, and off we went out of the alley and down the street, arm in arm, singing "When the Saints Go Marching In." When we got to the thrift store, Sunshine said, "Here we are." "Perfect," I said. We went in and started shopping. Sunshine and Bill picked out a yellow shirt, Sunshine's favorite color. We found a pair of nice brown slacks that fit him perfect, a brown belt. Then we went to the shoe section. The soles on his shoes was patched with duct tape, and even the tape had worn through. We were all having so much fun. Sunshine and I pretended we worked there and that Bill was our royal customer. "Sir," I said, "could I interest you in this pair of black shoes? They're imported from Italy." Sunshine said, "Look, sir, this pair of brown here matches your ensemble." Bill sat in a big velvet chair while we waited on him with the shoes, helping him try them on. He laughed and laughed, enjoying the silliness. With a pair of socks, his whole outfit only cost $7.50. Then we went to the household section. "Aha," I thought, "a pair of scissors for $1, haircutting dime." I also found a towel, a wash rag, a comb, and even a handkerchief with a bee on it. We'd already told Bill that this was on us. We hoped we hadn't miscalculated our funds. The cashier, who had been watching our progress, said good-naturedly, "Is this all, or would y'all like to play some more?" Total came to $9.35. We got 65 whole cents back. Outside, Sunshine took the change and told us to wait for her. She ran across the street to the drugstore. In a few minutes, she was back with the trial-sized bottle of shampoo, a disposable razor, and 3 whole cents. I saw a bench on the other side of the street. Motioning to Bill towards it, I said, "Sir, would you step into my barber shop?" As we crossed the street, Sunshine told him, "It's okay, Bill. My mama's gave my father and brothers haircuts for years and years. You don't have to worry." Bill seated himself on the bench and wrapped the towel around his neck. "How would you like your haircut today, Your Highness?" Bill raised one hand in a striking royal pose. "Oh, cut it any way you want, but do remember I have an important engagement this afternoon." We laughed and I began making my way through all that hair. He hadn't had it cut in 4 years. I cut it very short, smooth and neat, and trimmed his beard short. Sunshine picked up the hair and put it in the shampoo bag. When I was done, she held the bag to Bill. "Would you like to keep this, sir?" "Oh, no," he said. "That's the old drunk Bill." He stroked his new short beard. "This is the new Christian Bill." Next, we went to the filling station on the corner, and Bill took the bag into the restroom with him. I took this opportunity to call the office and apologize for our lateness. I didn't really know what to say. I didn't think they would understand, the secretary answered. I just started to say, "I'm sorry, Sunshine and Ari are late." Before I could get any more out, the secretary said, "The boss wants to talk to you. Hold on." Uh-oh, I thought. Time to look for another job. The boss got on the phone. "Teresa?" "Yes, sir." "I saw you and Sunshine after giving old Bill a haircut." "Oh, no," I thought. "He's angry." I was surprised he knew Bill. I found out later that Bill had been panhandling in that area for years, and a lot of people knew him. "I guess y'all have done and gone giving him religion too, huh?" "Yes, sir." "I'm surprised old Bill hasn't pickled his brain by now. With all that booze," he continued. "Well, you and Sunshine hurry up and get back to work." "Yes, sir, we'll be right there." I was stunned. He sounded rather happy. I'd look for him to chew me out. "Oh, Teresa." "Yes, sir." "If old Bill's got his act together, bring him back with you. I'm sure I can find something useful for him to do to earn his keep." "Yes, sir. Thanks. We're on our way." I went and told Sunshine what the boss had said, and in a few minutes, out walked Bill. Boy, did he look good. His hair was washed and combed. He had his new a clean shave and wore his new clothes. Our mouth fell open. "Bill," I said, "you look like $1 million. "You sure do. I can't believe my eyes," Sunshine said. "Okay, girls, where do we go from here?" Bill offered each of us an arm. "Well, Bill, how would you like to go to work?" Sunshine asked. "Work? I haven't worked in 6 years. But if you point the way, I'll give her a try." "Okay," Sunshine said. "Our boss just said he'd hire you if you're willing to work." Bill hadn't expected such a ready answer. "What?" After a pause, he said, "Well, okay. I'm ready, willing, and now able." Then finally, "Okay, girls, take me to your leader." Our boss couldn't believe his eyes when he saw Bill. He hired him immediately as the janitor. That pleased Bill tremendously. The boss also let Bill occupy a small room we had used for storage, so he wouldn't have to sleep outside anymore. That was Friday afternoon, and the following Sunday, as we promised, we brought Bill to church with us. Sunday night, when Sunshine and I packed lunches for work, we were happy to be packing for three. Monday afternoon, the three of us went to the park to have our lunch, and an old friend of Bill's came by. Bill introduced him to us. Then Bill told him, "These are the girls I was talking about. Sit down and listen to them. They can help you." how forcefully he said. So Bill's friend sat with us. We talked to him about Jesus, and he was sincerely interested. He said he'd like to come again the next day to hear more. He couldn't believe how much Bill had changed in such a short time. That evening, when we were making lunch for the next day, Sunshine remarked, "Mom, just in case Bill has invited another friend, let's make sure we have enough and let's pack for five." The next day in the park, the four of us were joined by two more of Bill's friends. We shared as much as we could. We sang and studied the Bible. Day after day, our luncheons grew larger, and our friends in the park grew in their love and knowledge of our Lord Jesus. In the second week, we were packing about 35 sandwiches every night. By now, some of our friends were people even Bill didn't know. We asked Bill if he would like to share his testimony. He had never done this publicly. First, Sunshine shared her testimony, telling how God had healed her eyes and given her not only earthly sight, but a new vision and a true reason for life. We sang, and I give my own testimony. Then I introduced Bill. With a little encouragement, Bill stood up in the crowd of about 30 people. He asked Sunshine if she'd stand with him. We used a picnic table as our speaking platform. He and Sunshine came and stepped up onto the picnic table together. Her arm around his waist, Bill told his story of how Sunshine and I had seen him lying in the alley and had picked him up and made him feel like a king. But more than that, he said, they introduced me to the King of Kings, and now I've gone 3 weeks without a drink, and guess what, people, I don't need one. The crowd applauded loudly. He went on, I was praying last night, and I didn't know they were going to ask me to do this today, but I told God if I ever got a chance to tell my story, I want to tell it to everybody, to a big crowd. Big tears came into his eyes. He looked at me and said, I love you. And then to Sunshine, I love you too. The three of us hugged and cried. We were so proud of Bill. Several gave their life to the Lord that day. Time passed and our luncheons grew to over 100. God used Bill greatly. Soon he was buying tracts and Bibles with his paycheck and handing them out. He made a lot of new friends and brought them to the luncheon too. These were people that he had personally led to the Lord. He had become a mighty warrior for God. Now we were using one of the large pavilions in the park for our gathering. One day while Sunshine was leading the singing from the picnic table platform, I was talking with one of the newcomers. I became aware of a young man leaning against a tree nearby. By his appearance, I could see he wasn't a street person. He seemed to be enjoying the singing very much, so I approached him. Hi, I said. I'm Teresa. Would you like a sandwich? Oh, no, thank you. I was just enjoying the music. He offered his hand and we shook. My name is Steve. I really admire what y'all are doing here. How often do you do this? Every weekday, Steve. Could I help? Could I in some way be a part? I play the guitar. Could I come and play for y'all? I'd love that, Steve. So the next day, Steve was there, guitar in hand. He played for us and helped in every other way he could. After a few days, he brought some friends from his church to help too. Sunshine and I were very thankful. Sunshine had begun making plans to build a home for our luncheon friends on our property in the country. She wanted it to be a place where they not only could find shelter and food, but really learn and grow in the Lord. She wanted to help them in finding jobs and so they could get back on their feet. She talked with social service agents and shelters to get pointers from them. We all got enthusiastic about the home, especially Bill. He wanted to help in every way. Who knew more about it than he did?